Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anthony Volpe is terrible in this game right now. And I know, listen, he's become the guy. After Aaron Hicks, after Joey Gallo, after the third baseman's name everybody loved too? Why am I drawing up Donaldson? After we all hated Donaldson. You need a good punching bag. And right now, Anthony Volpe, without question, is the guy everybody is turning to show their frustration with this Yankee team. And listen, he's been in an enormous funk. But there's a couple things I want to just dispel about Anthony Volpe. First, let me just get my obvious Aaron Boone defense out of the way. If any of you have any notion or conception of blaming the Yankees and Aaron Boone for giving him off on Sunday after he got 3 hits on Saturday, I want you to do something for me. If you're driving, maybe you can try this, but if you're at home or something, I want you to just, if you're wearing a hat, maybe if you're driving something, just take something, put it over your face and just scream into it really loud and then just be done with it. Because it's a stupid thought. It's a stupid thought. If you have a problem, just if you're at home, take a pillow and just scream into the pillow really loud and then just like exercise it and get it out of you. Because to think that to put this on the Yankees for sitting him after all of you, I was live at Fanatics Fest. I couldn't hear it enough. Everybody's telling me Volpe needs a day off. Volpe needs a day off. I don't understand. Why do we play him like he's Cal Ripken Jr.? You got to give him a day off. He weighs like 110 pounds soaking wet. Give him a day off. He's terrible right now. He needs it. Why does he have to play every day? I don't get it. Give him a day off. He didn't give him Saturday off because he has good numbers against Eflin. And he told everyone he was giving Anthony Volpe a day off on Sunday. Anthony Volpe comes through with a bloop single, a little dribbler, and the opposite field home run. And then, like, now they've got to change their plans and not give him the off day. Now you can't sit Anthony Volpe after all of you begged to sit him. And then I got to see the Foul Territory podcast put out a thing from this tweet really annoyed me. They put out a tweet because they had Clint Frazier on earlier in the week talking about, you know, the Yankees don't believe in hot or whatever he was talking about, all the nonsense, whatever. So Foul Territory puts out a tweet. Anthony Volpe goes 0-for-4 after a scheduled day off that followed a 3-hit performance on Saturday in which he homered. Clint Frazier might have been on to something. Are you watching the New York Yankees? Because let me ask you a question. Say you don't, okay, the Yankees don't believe in hot. Fine, the Yankees don't believe in hot. Are you telling me that one day with 3 hits, a bloop, a little infield dribbler, and a home run opposite field at Yankee Short Porch, that is now hot? 3-for-28 is hot? To the point you gotta play him the next day? After all of you begged to give him a day off? Please, and of course Marash put it out there too. He has taken so many L's with his baseball takes. Let's just be totally honest. Sean, if you're listening, Evan, if you're listening, you can tell him for me, shut up. Your baseball takes have been atrocious for a week. Atrocious. You're screaming that they didn't give Clark Schmidt an opportunity to throw a 130-pitch no-hitter. Congratulations, great. You could scream at the rain like an old man talking about pitch count. Okay, great. That's what they should do. A pitcher who can't stay healthy, who hasn't thrown over 100 pitches his entire career, go out there and have him throw 130 and have a no-hitter in the middle of June. Good, good. Okay. And now this, we're going to blame the manager for giving Volpe the day off everybody was crying for because he got a couple hits the day before. And now this somehow has put him back into the slump. First, let's just start there. Patently ridiculous. Patently ridiculous. And then the other thing that they were talking about in the broadcast about Anthony Volpe is the idea to sell out for contact. That he's swinging too hard, and because in the game, he swings and lets go of the bat twice in the game. I mean, twice! He swings and misses, and the bat goes flying. And the idea that, hey, you know, just go the other way. Take your singles. Don't try and drive the baseball. Would you sign for that? And Paul's like, yeah, I'd sign for that right now, yeah. Here's the problem with that. It sounds all wonderful. Anthony Volpe tried it last year. I don't know why they're not aware of it, why they haven't talked about it. Anthony Volpe played a completely different... His rookie year, he hits 20 home runs. He swings hard at everything. And because he didn't have a good batting average and because the home runs didn't always come there, he hit 20, which is pretty good for a rookie shortstop. He changed his approach last year. He changed it to go the other way. His bat speed completely went down. He was swinging the bat less hard. He was selling out for contact. He was trying to go the other way, and he sucked. That's not his game. Like Paul O'Neill in the broadcast said, yeah, you know, do that and be him. No, swinging hard is him. Power and speed is kind of Anthony Volpe's game, believe it or not. He is not good enough of a hitter to just play like Luis Arraez. That's not his game. And then he picked up the bat speed in the postseason and had an incredible postseason. This is all well documented. Lowered his bat speed to sell out for contact all year long, struggled, decided, screw this in the postseason, I'm going to swing hard. Someone convinced him, and he had a great postseason, and now he's back to trying to swing hard. And by the way, for the first 2 months of the season, he was having a far better year. He was on pace for 20 home runs, 90 RBIs, and a 760 OPS. He's been awful for the last 2 weeks. Awful. God awful. And he's taking it out on his defense as well. He is struggling. I don't think his approach needs to drastically change because he tried it and he sucked at it all last year. This is who Anthony Volpe is. Swing the bat hard. Try and drive the baseball. Get on base a little bit more, be a little bit more selective, and when you get on base, steal bases. But right now, he's just in a funk. He has been a completely streaky hitter. He cannot find consistency. These are the streaks. He was on a good one last month. He was on a good 3 week good stretch. Now he's been terrible for 2 weeks. It's not what you want. It's not good enough consistently. And again, if this season turns out just like last season, if we, at the end of the year, Anthony Volpe has a 690 OPS and hits 220 and has an on-base percentage under 310, I'll tell you right now, he should not be considered the starting shortstop next year. I'm fully on board. Fully on board with that. But we've got to be fair. Because up until the last 2 weeks, he was having a far better season. We act like he wasn't. He was. I said at the beginning of the year, if it looks like last year, next year can't be the starting shortstop. I was on record. They did a write-up on it. You can go find it on Twitter or whatever. I don't know. It's out there somewhere. I was talking about it. If Anthony Volpe doesn't perform better offensively this year, he should not be the starting shortstop next year. But he was. He was. And now it's up to him to turn it around. But if this season, I'm totally still on board with that comment. If this season, ultimately, the entire thing of it leads to another subpar offensive year, should not be the starting shortstop. And now I think his defense is being overly dramatized as being terrible. I don't think he's a terrible defender. I think he's got good range. I think he's made a ton of good plays. He's having, obviously, more errors this year. And clearly, while he's going through it offensively, he is dealing with it defensively. And he's not being aggressive enough. He was timid in the field last night. He let that high ball and take that second bounce instead of going to attack. It's the same issue he had in the Angels game, same issue he had last night. He's letting the ball play him. But Anthony Volpe right now is going through it. But please don't tell me he should have played the other day. Please don't tell me that. And then we have to recognize that he was playing better, and it's up to him to figure out a way to do it again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.